This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
It's good to have you in church today here broad in our broadcasting from Austin, Texas, right here at Prayer Central, our ministry center in Austin, Texas. I'm a little bit under the weather today. A little bit of a problem with my voice, but I have preached and taught over the years that champions play hurt. So here I am today, and I'm so delighted that you are here at Breakout Radio Church. I want to welcome you members across America and around the world, or those of you that may be visiting today. This is a very special day, and the Holy Spirit is going to give me prophetic words for some of you church members, and I've been calling your names in prayer. I don't have a word for any individual church member yet, but I have faith that I will. So Gene and I are honored to be your pastors. We started Breakout Radio Church last summer because we know that almost half of Christians in America are not attending church for one reason or another. So the Holy Spirit put this new church plant in our hearts, knowing the major opportunity that we have as a result of giving oversight to BPN Radio, having the incredible privilege of reaching people all across America and around the world via internet. So it's good to have you joining us today here at Breakout Radio Church. It's going to be an awesome day. For the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to have prophetic services, and I'm going to be exercising the prophetic anointing, prophetic gift that God has placed in my life. And it's good to have my wife, Jean Gentry. I'm asking her to come and join me today, and we are going to pray. We know that if any two agree touching any one thing, the Bible says it shall be done. So we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit is going to come and anoint this program today. We're going to pray. Our new worship leaders, Brian, Kristen Ming, Brian's going to come and get on the keyboard and play the keyboard. And Gene and I are going to pray. Gene, it's a joy to be able to minister every week here on BPN Radio. And it's good to be here in Austin. Boy, we've had some warm weathers. We've set all kinds of heat records in Austin, haven't we? It's been like summertime.
Have.
I mean, 80s and about 90 degrees. But we're praying for the Holy Ghost to heat up in this prayer center today, this ministry center. And what a joy it is to be able to serve for those that don't have a church or a pastor. We're very, very grateful, aren't we?
Yes. Welcome, Breakout family. So happy to have you joining us today.
Yes, we are. And we're going to pray. I thank you for praying for my voice today. You've already anointed me with oil and prayed for me. I'm very grateful. And we're very, very thankful. I'm not sure last week if we shared with people about that our 50-year video is complete. I'm not sure if we shared that or not. But we'll talk about it again. And last summer we started working on putting a video together. What we called it, 50 by 50.
Yes, it's taken a long time, but it's on our website now. You can view it there.
Yeah, it is. Just go to bpnradio.com. Some of you are already there. Don't watch it until the service is over. But I guess I call it miles and miles of footage. And we reviewed it, had all sorts of different players because we had DVDs and cassettes, and I don't know what all we had. We put it all together, 50 years and 50 minutes. Make the journey with us. We first started out in the ministry. It seems surreal that we've been in the ministry 50 years.
Yes, it does.
Wow. We started preaching over 50 years ago, and then on March the 12th, that's less than a month.
That's coming up next month.
Yeah, it's about a month away.
Yes.
We're going to celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry, where we sold everything, that all our furniture and everything we had almost everything we had. We put whatever was left in a 50-foot, we called it a 50-foot Scuzzo trailer. We started, didn't we?
We did. And we also will be celebrating 56 years of marriage next month.
50, what?
Yeah.
56 years?
I can't believe it, but yeah, 56 years.
Oh, my. Here we are together, 56 years.
And here we are coming up on Valentine's Day. We've been sweethearts for a long time.
We have. We have. I first met Jean Gentry in December of 1959. I fell in love with her the very first time that I saw her. And I said, when I saw her in that little Assembly of God church in Walters, Oklahoma, I'm gonna marry, one day I'm going to marry her.
You did.
I don't know ever, I don't ever, how I ever got you, Jean. Well, I guess I got you when you were young. Anyhow, we're going to pray. Today's going to be a wonderful day. We're so honored to be able to pray. Jean and I, we've already had our prayer this morning. I've had some private prayer, and now we're having she's joining me for corporate prayer, the prayer of agreement. Father Jean and I, would you pray with us right now? Father Jean and I, we pray right now, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here at Breakout Radio Church and on this Sunday morning. We pray that the will of God be done. We pray that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear, anoint our spiritual eyes to see, anoint our hearts to receive. Lord, in this prophetic service today, we're so very, very thankful for our church members. We're grateful for those that may be visiting the church service today. We pray the will of God be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit, we will follow your leadership. We'll follow your direction. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise God. It's going to be a wonderful day today. And I'm going to minister to a lot of people today. But first of all, we're going to have some praise and worship, and we're so very, very thankful and grateful for Brian and Kristen Mean, that are praise and worship leaders, and they're tremendous. We love them very, very much, and thankful for their prophetic anointing that they have and their prophetic flow. I'm going to have Brian and Kristen to come and lead us in worship, and then I'm going to be ministering to people. Brian and Kristen Ming, former worship leaders at Christ for the Nation in Dallas, Texas. And so would you worship with us today? And then I'm going to move into some prophetic ministry. Brian and Kristen Ming, here we go. Sound.
Jesus, you are holy.
Hallelujah. 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 You are holy, holy, holy. We just worship you, Lord. We are so very, very thankful and grateful. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm grateful today. Lord, we just enter your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise. You're a holy God. We join the angels crying, holy, holy, holy. You're a holy God. Would you worship him with me today, church? Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship you, honor you. I magnify you today. You're a holy God. I love you, Lord. Jesus, may you be high and lifted up here at Breakout Radio Church. May you be exalted. May you increase. May we decrease and you increase. Hallelujah. We just lift up holy hands to the holy God. Would you join me today? I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Lord, I speak a blessing upon all the members of Breakout Radio Church today. I thank you, Lord, for these men and women that have joined the church, part of the body of Christ. And Lord, I'm thankful that so many people from around the world now are becoming members of Breakout Radio Church. We are a house of prayer. Yes, we are. We're a house of prayer. Thank you, Lord. We honor you and magnify your name. Would you worship him with me? Glorify you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would you tell your friends about Breakout Radio Church? They can connect to a community of believers across America, around the world, who may not have a home church or a pastor. And after my sermon this morning, I'm going to give people an opportunity to become a member, if you would like to. So I want to remind you that as you turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that we now have a Breakout Radio Church Facebook page. Breakout Radio Church Facebook page, which we have just now put together. And so you can go there and get some information daily concerning Breakout Radio Church. Okay, thank you very, very much, Brian. I want to minister today from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. For the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you about the prophetic. I'm going to be giving some prophetic words to many of you church members for the next 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm just going to give your first name and the town that you live in. And I want to preface my message today by saying that I never asked to be a prophet or a prophetic voice. It just started happening in 1985 after Gene and I pastored for three churches for 18 years. I began to travel with a longtime friend of mine, Dr. Larry Lee, who was leading a church called Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas. That was a suburb of Dallas. And I became his first prayer associate. And Dr. Larry Lee was calling America to pray at that time, before the internet began to be introduced. He had 300,000 prayers that had a dog tag, and the wore around their neck and joined in prayer. He was on national television. He would go into a state, and he would lead a statewide prayer gathering. And then Gene and I would follow him on his recommendation, and we would go into individual churches, and we would minister during that month, Gene away from home. And there we would spend about a month ministering in different churches in that particular state, and we would teach them about early morning prayer, people gathering early in the morning to pray. And as we began to pray, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me as I would lay hands on people and pray for them. The Holy Spirit began to give me prophetic words. And I would begin to prophesy over individuals with the pastor's approval and give not only prophetic words, but give words of knowledge. And the pastors began to invite me back. They said, would you come back and give some more prophetic words? So it all started there 32 years ago, 1985, when I started going to churches. And because of the prophetic anointing that God placed on me and the prayer anointing, I began to lead prayer accompanied by prophetic words. And soon I had a whole circuit of churches across America that were that I was meeting with and going to on a regular basis. And most of these churches I would go to twice a year. And I became a prophetic voice to their church, as well as churches in other parts of America and other nations of the world. And so I began to prophesy. And about 4 years into that, something supernatural happened to me that took me to another level. I'm always believing and declaring that God wants to take you to another level. And so God took me to another level on a certain night in Roswell, New Mexico. And I was there ministering at a local church. And on Saturday, the manager of the church, the program director of the church, the manager of the radio station, the program director of the television station, I'll get it right in a minute, the manager of the television station that was in that local city called me and said, would you come for an interview tonight? And I thought, well, that'll be good. I'll talk about the services that I'm going to be ministering this week at the church. So I was running just a little bit late, and I got there just as they went on live. It was a live Saturday night program. And as I got there, the program was already in motion. Someone was up singing. The manager came and said to me, good to meet you. And here's your microphone. And just about the time that I got my microphone on and got set in place, the camera came on. And my host said to the television audience, it's good to have Dale Gentry with us tonight. He's a prophetic voice. He's going to be ministering at a local church here the next few days. And tonight, we have a special treat for everybody that is watching, because Dale is a prophetic voice in this nation. He gives prophetic words. And everybody that calls in tonight and gives him your first name, he will give you a prophetic word. I was in shock. I could not believe my ears what he was saying, that people were going to call in and give me a name, and I was going to give them a prophecy. And suddenly my heart was palpitating very quickly, very rapidly. And so I determined that when the singer sang another song before I started ministering, that I would explain to my host, this is not what I do. I do minister prophetically when I see people face to face, but just to hear a name, no, I don't do that. But much to my amazement, the singer was leaving and there was not going to be another song. And he kept saying to the people, there is a number that is appearing on your television screen at this very moment. If you will call this number, Dale Gentry will give you a prophetic word tonight. And even though I was arguing, resisting in my spirit, I did not have any moments, any time to explain to him, that's not what I do. I believe, as I am telling the story here on BPN Radio, or TuneIn Radio, whichever one you're listening on, here at Breakout Radio Church, that there are some people that you have been declaring, this is what I do, and this is what I don't do. But I'm here to tell you the Holy Ghost is speaking already to some of you during this prophetic service here at Breakout Radio Church. The Holy Ghost is speaking to some of you that you are going to do things that you never thought you would do. The Bible says unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power, that's the dunamis, dynamite power, that operates, functions inside of you by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is resident in your life, that you're going to move into places doing things that you never had thought about doing. Never had I thought about this one time. But the Holy Spirit can bring a suddenly, and suddenly you can be doing something. But I believe that the opportunity will be very short. The door will open quickly and the door will close quickly. And while you are contemplating that you cannot do that, suddenly the opportunity will come. Boy, I feel the anointing now of the Holy Ghost. Suddenly, hallelujah, brisoto ibrishe merutisikabotilitai. And suddenly the anointing will come upon you and God will give you an opportunity to step into a new dimension, a new dimension. And so, before I could protest, telling the host, my host that night, that's not what I do, suddenly, out of the back room where people were answering the telephones, I saw the phones lighting up, and I'm saying in my spirit, no, 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 but the Holy Spirit was saying, yes, yes, yes. And out comes a big stack of 3x5 or 5x7 cards, and they are placed in front of me, and my host saying, Dale, it's all yours. So here I am. What do I do? I can either explain to the watching audience, hey, the host, my host got it all wrong. I'm sorry, I just can't do this. Or I can look down and do something that I've never done before. That's why this is called Breakout Radio Church. The Holy Spirit gave me this breakout word in 1997, after I'd led prayer at the White House. He spoke to me from Micah chapter 2, verse 13, these words, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out with the Lord at their head. The one that breaks open will come up before them. They will break out. And the Holy Spirit said, you're going to have a breakout ministry. So I've started a lot of breakout ministries since 1997. So it was in that year, 1997, that the Holy Spirit spoke to him. So for about, 20 years now, it's been this breakout word. So I looked down at the stack of cards, and the first name on the car, on the top of the cards was a woman's name, Betty Jo. And the moment that I said Betty Jo and looked into the camera, the Holy Spirit came upon me and I began to prophesy. And I looked into the camera and said, Betty Jo, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, and I prophesied. And I was thinking, this is pretty neat. God had taken me to a new dimension. David Younghee Cho from South Korea calls it the fourth dimension. And so he took me into a supernatural dimension, a revelatory dimension that I had not been before. But that's what a breakout is. David said in Psalms 18, he said, I'm going to run through a troop. That's a breakthrough. Then he said, I'm going to leap over a wall. That is a breakout. And when you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operate in, and give prophetic words you've never given. Suddenly, I was in the fourth dimension, and I thought, well, I've got the first one done. Maybe I can defer now to the host, but there was another name. There's a whole stack of names, and I spoke the word John was the next one. I just said, John, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, and then it went to the next one and the next one, and it maybe 2 hours later, I'm not sure, but I was just caught up into a different realm, a different dimension, a different domain of the supernatural, because the Apostle Paul said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. And I was in the supernatural. And since that time, I've been able to operate in a dimension of the prophetic that I'd never been before, hearing people's names and prophesying over them, seeing a picture of someone and prophesying over them, and just hearing the Holy Spirit. So thousands of people I've ministered over the past 30 plus years giving prophetic words, and that one gift, that prophetic anointing, has taken me to places I never dreamed that I could go to. If you're watching our 50-year video or going to, you'll see what I'm talking about. So I want to read right now from, I'm taking the big Bible. I got my big Bible in my hand right now because I believe that big Bible represents God doing big things this year. It's a breakout year. 2017 is a breakout year where God is going to operate in the realm of the supernatural. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I want to read some scriptures and then I'm going to pray for people. Here's what it says, "But it is written, eye has not seen," speaking of the natural eye, "nor ear heard," speaking of the natural ear, "nor entered the heart or the mind of man the things which God has planned for those who love him. But God has revealed them unto us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely," and that's a buzzword there, freely. Can you say freely? "The things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Now, this is very important. "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Lay my big Bible down here. So Paul said, "Eye has not seen," speaking of the natural eye, "ear has not heard," speaking of the natural ear, "neither is into the heart or the mind of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him." In other words, there is no way that you can know what God desires to do in your life in the realm of the natural. I mean, you can go a long ways in the natural. You can get some ideas. You can get an education. You can get counsel from other well-known individuals. But there are limits to what you can do with the natural mind, because the natural mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of God. They just can't. They can't do it. And so when you try to give someone a prophetic word who is a non-believer, and they're trying to receive it with their mind, they can't do it. They don't have the capacity. But sometimes you can speak a word from God to a non-believer, and their spirit will pick up on it. And they'll say, "Well, boy, there's something going on. I just feel something in the atmosphere." And then God just opens the major doors for you to share that word. But there's other people, they will walk away shaking their head and saying, "I don't know what you're talking about. That can't happen." And some Christians are even involved in that category because they do not have enough faith to receive it. So it takes faith for me to give a word, and then it takes faith for you to receive a word. So you have to receive it with your spirit. So when you receive a prophetic word, when I start giving prophetic words today here at Breakout Radio Church, you'll have to receive it with your spirit. And I want to say to you, it could be a now word. It could be something that God is doing in your life now or in the next few hours, the next few days, maybe the next few weeks, or it could be a future word, something that you that's going to happen in your life another year from now, 2 years, 5 years, because, God does not own a watch. He does not own a timepiece. And so what he has a time and we have a time. And so he makes everything beautiful in his time. And so it cannot happen in our time. So you have to receive that word with your spirit. Could be a now word, could be a future word, it could be a confirming word, it could be a word that you've already heard before. You say, I've already heard that maybe 10 times, and we might be like the guy that said, I've cried a river over my sins. I've cried a whole river. Exaggerate and say, well, I've heard that 1,000 times. But you must understand that sometimes God gives you a confirming word, confirming what you have already heard from another prophetic voice, or you heard sometime in your spirit. And it's a confirmation, and it's really encouraging. And then it could be a new word. The prophet said new things. As the Lord said to the prophet, new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So it could be a new word. It's a word that you have never, ever heard before. Doing something you have never done before. Meeting someone that you have never met before. Exercising a gift that you have never exercised before. Starting a business you've never started before. Preaching a sermon you've never preached before. Whatever it may be. So it could be a new word. A now word, a future word. A confirming word, a new word. And so I believe that God chooses the supernatural to be able to speak to us and minister to us. And you must understand that a prophecy is something we foretell, something that's going to happen in the future. Future, 2 hours away, 10 days away, 2 years away, 5 years, whatever it may be. So it's a futuristic thing. To prophesy means to foretell. And so many people are so hungry for the prophetic that they even go to fortune tellers. You know, I've had people offer me money for a prophecy. I don't do that. I'm not for sale. It's a gift from God. And so there's a lot of people that hunger to know something about their future. And there's something about receiving a word from God that God never gives. He never gives a bad word to an individual. I've ministered to thousands of people and never received a bad word, a fearful word over a person. It's a good word. And it's going to, what's the prophetic for? It's so that we could take that word, which opens up the possibility. That doesn't mean that you have to do it. It just means that this is a possibility. And so I prophesied over a man one time. He was going to get a certain house. He said, I don't want that house. And so was he disobeying God? No, he just didn't want the house. That was an opportunity. God was not mad about it. So you don't have to receive the word, but it does give you an opportunity to move into a new dimension, a new domain in life. And it's only a partial word. It does not tell the whole story. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part and we prophesy in part. So you can't get the whole word. It's just a partial word. And then what you do, the Bible said, you write it down and you speak it, you declare it, and you have to speak it right away or the devil will cheat you out of it. And so my life has been radically changed over the years because I heard from God saying certain words to me. I'm on radio today because I heard the Holy Ghost say, you're going to go in the summer of 2014. You're going to go on internet radio and you're going to lead prayer 24 hours a day. Now in the natural, I could not do that, but I knew it was a supernatural word from God. And so that's what I began to do. I spoke it. I heard it. I spoke it. And then I began to do something about it. I began to declare, I'm going to go on internet radio 24 hours a day. Then I begin to attract what I call breakout partners. Somebody that heard that with me and believed that with me, my engineer and producer, Michael Schonborn, he bore witness to that. Even though he lived in England, he said, I can help you long distance. And here we are. Wow. Coming up on well over 2 years now, coming up almost a year of broadcasting live. So I'm going to start prophesying over people right now. And Brian, you play and I'm going to prophesy. And you say, well, have you been working on this? Have you been praying over people and getting prophetic words for them? And no, I haven't. But, you know, almost every day, twice a day, I take the names of our church members and who have filled out a church membership card. And I take their names in my hands and I begin to pray over them, asking God to bless them and minister to them. And if you want to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, I can pray daily for you. And you'll have an opportunity if you need to talk to somebody. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and go to the membership link. You can fill out the information, submit it, and we will confirm that, and I'll be praying with you. Or if you're at breakoutradiochurch.com, there's a membership link there for you. Fill out the information. You can become a member of the Breakout Radio Church. And so I'm going to start reading names right now, and I'll continue this for the next 3 or 4 weeks. I'm just going to call people's names. I'm going to bless you, and if I get a prophetic word for you, then I will share that. Okay, I'm calling Judy's name from Prescott, Arizona. And Judy, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you that you are moving into a place of settledness, and you are almost at the very epicenter of where you're going to live. You're almost there. You're only a short distance away from the epicenter of where you are going to operate and function for the next several years. And transitions are not easy. I hear the Holy Spirit saying transitions are not easy. Many times they are difficult, and you're moving into you've been transitioning, and you may say in your own heart, your own spirit, hey, I'm there. You're almost there, just almost there from the epicenter of where you're going to function and operate from, I hear the Holy Ghost saying. And I have a word now for John. I'm calling John's name. And John lives in Ajax, Ontario, Canada. I've done a lot of ministry over the years, Gene and I, from Canada. John, I declare the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And there has been a prophetic anointing upon you, a word of knowledge gift that has operated in your life for a long time. But not many people have taken notice. They have somewhat ignored the gifting and anointing in your life. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying that he is moving you into a new way of presenting the word of the Lord. He is refining you, and you have been going through this refiner's fire. It's amazing. You've been going through this refiner's fire, and it's awesome. And God is refining you, not only refining you, but he is refining your presentation, the way that you present the word of knowledge, the way you present the prophetic word, the presentation is going to be awesome. And I just speak that word of release over you right now, John, in Jesus' name. Ollie from Alberton, Montana, way up in Montana. I bless you, Ollie. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church, one of our newest members. I declare the hand of God is upon you. And I declare that God is taking you through a season of brokenness. Brokenness. Not breaking your emotions, but breaking in the realm of your spirit, your heart. And there's been a lot of grief and suffering that you have gone through, but God has brought you through. And they that sow in tears, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, they that sow in tears, Ollie, shall reap in joy. And I declare that the weeping that you've gone through and the brokenness that you've gone through is going to bring a major harvest. So you've been sowing seeds of tears. And sometimes you just say, Lord, how long am I going to do this weeping? But I trust that weeping spirit, that broken spirit, will never leave you, because out of that brokenness, you're going to begin to minister to people that are broken. Out of your own brokenness, you're going to begin to minister to broken people, people that have no hope in life, people that are at their wits' end, people that say, I've come to the end of my journey. I don't know what to do next. You're going to minister to people, especially people that are facing bankruptcy. Chapter 11 are those who have gone through bankruptcy, those who have lost everything, and they need to make a comeback. I declare in the name of Jesus, Ollie, the Holy Ghost is going to use you. And it's going to be amazing when you start praying for people. You'll start weeping and crying, and you'll have your handkerchief out, and you'll realize that there are some people that you are ministering to, Ollie. There's some people that you're ministering to are uncomfortable with tears because somehow they feel that grown men don't cry. Grown men really don't weep. But I'm telling you, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. And I believe that God has brought you through this brokenness that you're now weeping. And when you weep for people that are in despair. And I declare as you weep, the prophetic anointing, the Spirit of God will come upon you and you'll be given words of hope and restoration. And you will begin to find that God is using you even in remote places, that God is doing big things in small places. And you will be a major encouragement to so many, many people. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. Carla, I want to welcome you as a member of Breakout Radio Church. Carla from Ogilvie, Minnesota, way up there towards Canada. I bless you, Carla. I declare that God is with you. And I declare in Jesus' name that difficult times may come, but they did not come to stay. And I declare by the words of your mouth that you're going to talk yourself out of this. Have you ever heard that? I talk myself out of it. You're going to talk yourself out of despair and disappointments and sometimes anger and confusion. You're going to talk your way out of it. You're going to talk your way out of all of that pitiful stuff. You're going to talk your way out of the pit and into a new realm of glory. And the Spirit of the Lord, I'm prophesying over you, Carla, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily. And you will feel like you're 10 feet tall, which you actually will be in the realm of the supernatural. And God will show His love, His immeasurable love to you in such a special way. And I declare that as you cry out, David said, when my heart was overwhelmed, I cried out to the Lord. And I declare that God is delivering you from overwhelming circumstances and bringing you out of the pit. David said, He brought me out of a horrible pit. He set my feet on a rock and He established my goings. I declare in Jesus' name that you are no longer a pit dweller, that God is bringing you out of the pit into a marvelous place and setting your feet on a rock, Carla, just in time. God is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is coming to your rescue just in time. Receive it. Write it down and speak it. Receive this word. Write it down and speak it. And of course, we have church twice a week every day. And if you miss out on some of these words, every morning at 8 a.m. Central Time and every evening at 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday through Saturday, we have church here. And our Sunday morning service, of course, will be repeated tonight. So you take the word and repeat it, if you will, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I have this word for Patty from Lubbock, Texas. Patty, God is working in your life. I declare this is a day that you are to break your rearview mirror. And the devil tries to taunt you, mock you. A mocking spirit comes upon you, and it happens so suddenly. It seems like you're just in a wonderful time of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that everything seems to be going well, and all of a sudden the mocking spirit becomes so loud in your ears, mocking you and telling you if you'd not done this or that, it could have been different, it could have been better. But I declare in Jesus' name that the best days and the best months and the best years are ahead of you, Patty, and the hand of God is upon you in Jesus' name. And I declare that you are a messenger of hope, that God is calling you to be a messenger of hope, and you're going to speak those words into people's lives. and you're going to break this, the shame that is upon them. And you're going to speak from the prophet Isaiah, where for your shame he gave you double honor. There are so many things you could say, I'm so ashamed, I'm ashamed, I'm ashamed. But you don't have to say those words anymore, because God has taken your shame and he's given you double honor. And that's exactly what I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Patty. He's going to give you double honor for your shame. And that's what you're going to begin to pray over people. God's going to give you double honor. That's what you're going to say to people. God has given you double honor for your shame. And Melinda in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Melinda, I pray over you. I bless you now. And there are people that have tried to lie on you. They have tried to discredit you. They have kept you from being promoted in different places in the marketplace. But I declare that truth will prevail. Truth will prevail. And God is going to promote you and enlarge your footsteps, and the favor of God is going to come upon you, and regardless of those who have opposed you, in Jesus' name, their opposition will not win out. And I declare in the name of Jesus over you, Melinda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that God is at work in you, and promotion is coming your way. Your skeptics are saying demotion, but I say by the Holy Ghost, promotion. And I hold other names in my hand. I've not gotten to, but I will get to some more next week at Breakout Radio Church. I bless each of you as I hold all of the names of my members, our members in my hand, and I bless you. And I'm asking God to bless you and speak to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you don't know Jesus, I want to invite you right now to accept him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to accept Jesus. I don't want a service to go by at Breakout Radio Church that I don't give someone an opportunity to get saved, to get right with God. I don't want you to go away from this Breakout Radio Church saying, I sure would have liked to have accepted Jesus, but no one gave me an opportunity. So, the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I'm asking you, those of you that have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, if you would like to have eternal life, I want you to say this prayer after me. Maybe you're a backslider, far away from God, or maybe you don't have the assurance of your salvation. Would you say this after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. This is my spiritual birthday. Congratulations. Congratulations. It's a new day. He's making all things new. Making all things new in your life today. You can fill a membership card out at bpnradio.com. There's a membership card. You can also fill out one if you're at breakoutradiochurch.com. Fill out the membership card, submit it, and I'll be praying over you, calling your name in prayer each day. I want to give you an opportunity before time runs out. We'll give you an opportunity to give your tithes and offerings today. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button, or Breakout Radio Church and click on the donate button. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. If you will do that, we would be so very, very thankful. Breakout Radio Church is supported by the loyal members of this church. And we would be so very thankful if you would give your tithes and offerings on a regular basis. You can prepare them right now. If you're writing a check, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries, and you can send that check to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. I want to say that again in case I was saying it too fast. Here's how you make your check. You make out your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And you mail your check to P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. While you prepare your tithes and offerings, I want to remind you that we have church 7 days a week at Breakout Radio Church. Every morning and evening at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time, we have church 14 times a week. And if you're not able to attend on Sunday morning, then you can attend on Sunday evening or any morning or evening. We want to give people an opportunity to attend church any day of the week. So tell your friends about Breakout Radio Church. And let me know if there's any prayer requests that you may have. Remember, our Breakout Radio Church now has a Facebook page. And just go to Breakout Radio Church on your Facebook. And also, we have a website now, breakoutradiochurch.com. I'm going to pray for you right now. I want to hold your tithes and offerings, the amount that you are preparing to give right now. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray for everyone that is giving tithes and offerings today here at Breakout Radio Church. I am so honored during my 50th year of ministry and approaching my 50th year, Gene and I's 50th year of full-time ministry, to be able once again to serve as a pastor people across America and around the world. I pray that you'll take the seed they're about to sow. It's going to leave their hand, but it will never leave their life. I pray that you would bless them in Jesus' name. Multiply their seed. Lord, we ask that you bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Wow. Thank you so very, very much. Well, it's been a good day. No, it's been a great day here at Breakout Radio Church. Next week, I'm going to continue my series on the prophetic. I've served a prophetic voice for many, many years in this nation, nations of the world. I'll continue my series on the prophetic. I'll be prophesying over more church members. And just remember that one word from God can change your life forever. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church today. You have a wonderful day, and God bless you. I'm so very, very thankful and grateful to have had you in church today. God bless you.